Today on Jay Sekulow Live, to what extent will Biden and the Democrats try and steal this election from President Trump and Republicans? We'll talk about that today on Jay Sekulow Live.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live.
The polls are open and already nearly 100 million Americans have cast their ballots, more than two-thirds of the total vote count in 2016. Today caps one of the most highly anticipated presidential races in U.S. history.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110.
If you elect me your president, I'm going to heal this country.
You elected an outsider as president who is finally putting America first.
And now, your host, Jordan Sekulow.
Well, I said it, folks. To what extent will Democrats, Joe Biden, and the left try and steal this election? We're already seeing problems. You can actually see it on TV with poll watching in Philadelphia. Both parties are allowed to sit in poll watchers. Sometimes that term has a negative connotation. All that means is both parties can see that the votes are being counted the right way. That's all.
It's poll watchers for vote tabulation, not poll watchers for the person coming in.
Right. No. It has nothing to do with the people coming in. This is for the counters in the back. And Pennsylvania, one of the Trump campaign officials tweeted out how far back they're keeping them, where you couldn't even tell what they were doing. It's like, what are they hiding? And then you hear this from Stacey Abrams in Georgia. I want you to take a listen to this statement. It is disgusting, and it's why I use the word steal. Take, because they're already trying to undermine a President Trump victory here, even though this is a very close election. I don't know why the Democrats always use this style of defeatism on the day of election, but here they go. Stacey Abrams, bite two.
Don't leave the lines. We know there will be long lines, which is not a signal of enthusiasm. It's a signal of voter suppression.
It is not a signal of voter suppression. One, we have longer lines this year because there's bigger turnout.
Right.
Two, we have longer lines because you space people out by 6 feet. COVID.
Right.
That's probably the number one actual reason why we have longer lines.
And longer lines is a view of a healthy democracy.
Yes. It is not voter suppression. When I went to vote in person, I was in Virginia at the time. It was the first time Barack Obama was running. And I went in, and it was like a three-hour line. African-American vote turnout was huge.
Yeah.
Bigger people were voting that had never voted before. They didn't see that as a sign of voter suppression. They had as many places up and running as they possibly could. This was without COVID. And people were able to be inside. Right now, what she's saying is because you're going to see a lot of people outside, that's because of spacing issues,
right,
that it is voter suppression. So that's how they're going to – they're steal number one. Republicans have suppressed the vote.
By the way, it's 60 degrees in Atlanta right now.
Racial connotation.
So, okay, 60 degrees in Atlanta. So the weather's fine.
Nice and warm day.
Okay, so the idea, Andy, that you would say, don't leave the lines. We know there will be long lines. It's not a signal of voter enthusiasm, but rather voter suppression. It's an oxymoron.
It is. With an emphasis on the moron, Jay. With the emphasis on the moron on that. I mean, to say that you are suppressing votes because there's a lot of people in line makes no sense. But Clyburn said the same thing in South Carolina. If Trump wins, that's a sign that the votes have been suppressed.
Well, that goes along with the Attorney General of Pennsylvania, who says if we count all the votes, we already know, of course, that Joe Biden's going to win. Right. Which he knew before the votes were counted.
Yeah,
because they're up to shenanigans in Pennsylvania. And by the way, just a little heads up on Pennsylvania and the Attorney General. We know you're up to shenanigans. We know you're up to things. Believe me, we've got a battery of lawyers primed and ready if necessary. I don't think it's going to be necessary, actually. I think the margins are going to be big enough. But that's my view. Than, what are you hearing this morning?
Look, 100 million people voted early, strong turnout today. I think that's what we should all want. Is she now saying that we want less people to vote, Jay? I say God bless the USA. Thank goodness for the turnout today.
Even Chris Cuomo said he thought the turnout numbers are great.
Let me just put it this way right now, very clear. The election today will be decided by how many people show up for Donald Trump.
No question.
If you show up and vote for Donald Trump in mass, he will win. If you do not, he will lose. It all comes down to election day turnout for President Trump. Yeah. Do not worry. Wait in the lines. Wait in the bad weather.
Yep.
If you got to take your kids with you, it's a pain. Take them with you.
Tonight.
It's going to be worth it.
Tonight, we are broadcasting live right here, wherever you're watching us right now, 9 o'clock Eastern time. Stay with us on that election, live election coverage.
At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're engaged in critical issues at home and abroad. Whether it's defending religious freedom, protecting those who are persecuted for their faith, uncovering corruption in the Washington bureaucracy, and fighting to protect life in the courts and in Congress, the ACLJ would not be able to do any of this without your support. For that, we are grateful. Now there's an opportunity for you to help in a unique way. For a limited time, you can participate in the ACLJ's Matching Challenge. For every dollar you donate, it will be matched. A $10 gift becomes $20. A $50 gift becomes $100. This is a critical time for the ACLJ. The work we do simply would not occur without your generous support. Take part in our matching challenge today. You can make a difference in the work we do, protecting the constitutional and religious freedoms that are most important to you and your family. Give a gift today online at aclj.org. Only when a society can agree that the most vulnerable and voiceless deserve to be protected is there any hope for that culture to survive. And that's exactly what you are saying when you stand with the American Center for Law and Justice to defend the right to life. We've created a free, powerful publication offering a panoramic view of the ACLJ's battle for the unborn. It's called Mission Life. It will show you how you are personally impacting the pro-life battle through your support. And the publication includes a look at all major ACLJ pro-life cases, how we're fighting for the rights of pro-life activists, the ramifications of Roe v. Wade 40 years later, Planned Parenthood's role in the abortion industry, and what Obamacare means to the pro-life movement. Discover the many ways your membership with the ACLJ is empowering the right to life. Request your free copy of Mission Life today online at aclj.org/gift.
All right, welcome back to Jay Sekulow Live. We're taking your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110. I want to give you this update because we're talking about this idea of, like, how far will the Democrat Attorney General in Pennsylvania, who, by the way, we put on notice again, who said, you know, if all the votes are counted in Pennsylvania, we know Donald Trump loses.
Can I say something about this? I know we got our friend Rick Grinnell, our colleague. This is so absurd. This guy's the chief law enforcement officer of the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, and he's made this announcement. This is the guy I'm going to be fighting in the Supreme Court if we have an argument over vote counts. He already knows that Donald Trump loses if all of the votes are counted, Biden wins. So let me give you the exact, if all votes are added up in Pennsylvania, Trump is going to lose. This is not from some, you know, head of the Democratic National Committee. This is the state attorney general who is going to be litigating on how votes are counted. I look at that, Rick, and I say, this is why Pennsylvania has this reputation.
Look, Josh Shapiro is on the ballot. He's running, right? Yeah. I'm pretty sure that he is going to the voters and asking for another term. I think they should vote him out. Anyone who weaponizes their positions and tries to manipulate their power in order to go after their political enemies in this way should be thrown out of office. This is outrageous. This is America. Let me tell you, I worked at the State Department for 11 years. If I saw this in a foreign country's election, we would call it out and tell these people to get back to governing like a democracy.
You know, Rick, I wanted to talk to you about this. So we're starting to see in some states that track this, like Florida, the votes start coming in today, at least we know by party. And we knew that President Trump was just a little bit behind there in early vote when you combine the in-person voting and mail-in voting. Now we see an 84,000 vote lead as of right now in Republican votes. Now, we don't know if those Republicans definitely voted for Donald Trump, but what I've been preaching to everybody today is that if they want to see President Trump reelected, they have got to get to the polls because he will win because people showed up on election day. If they don't show up today, he will not win.
The entire strategy has been the Democrats have told everybody to vote early because they're telling people if you go outside, you'll catch COVID and die. And the Republicans are telling people don't trust the system of mailing and so vote in person. So today is the red wave day. Today is when you have to go wait in line. I don't care how long the lines are, stay in line. Go now and stay in line until you vote. Don't think, oh, it's just me, one vote doesn't matter, because that happens 500 times and we lose. Yep. So the fact of the matter is, go get in line now and take people with you. Nobody should be voting alone. Make it a social occasion. Take a couple of people, go vote, and make sure that your vote counts.
All right, now, Senator Coons just released this statement, and that we have it on audio.
Yep.
Listen to number 27.
States and counties decide our elections, not candidates. And I know, and Joe knows, that if every ballot is counted and counted fairly, Joe Biden and Kamala Harris will win tonight.
I want to say something about that directly to the people of Pennsylvania, to the Commonwealth's Attorney General. And I know, Andy, you're going to echo what I'm going to say here. It's not that every ballot is counted. Every legal ballot is counted. Illegal ballots aren't counted. Unlawful ballots aren't counted. Ballots on people who are on the rolls are not counted. Ballots that come in after the deadline, because we have deadlines in our country, in our states, don't count. Those are invalid ballots. So it's not that every ballot is counted. You want every lawful ballot counted.
That's absolutely right, Jay. And for the Attorney General of a state, Commonwealth, to not preface that remark by saying legal, legitimate, proper, correct ballots are the ones that are going to be counted is an outrage, to say that you are the Attorney General of a state to make that kind of a statement, in my opinion.
Yep.
Rick, I wanted to ask you this, and you're going to be joining us tonight. We've got a special from 9 to 11 p.m. Eastern Time. You're going to be at the White House with President Trump. You're going to be joining us again as our special advisor. So for our Facebook and Periscope audience, for those listening on radio right now, if you go to our Jay Sekulow's Facebook page tonight at 9 p.m. Eastern Time or ACLJ.org, you can watch this election special live that we're bringing you with people like Rick Rennell, Pam Bondi, Matt Schlapp. Rick, for people who are watching this throughout the day, but especially as results start coming in, I mean, we have states that polls close in Indiana at 6 o'clock Eastern Time, Kentucky at 6, Florida, Georgia, South Carolina, Vermont, Virginia at 7. Where should they be looking first to see if Donald Trump is on the path to victory?
Look, I think you've got to look at the red counties and make sure that they are increased over 2016. And you have to look at the Democratic counties and make sure that we are shortening the gap of how we lost in 2016. Right. If we can do that, if we can keep that gap from 2016, where the Democrats won, and shorten it, and then increase our lead in the red counties, then we will absolutely win. I'll give you an example in Pennsylvania that I'm watching. I've spent a lot of time in Pennsylvania. I just came on the train this morning from Philly, and what our numbers are in Philly is Republicans need to win 15% of the vote in Philadelphia. Now, that seems like a very small amount, but 15% of the vote in a highly Democratic city is a good, solid win for Republicans, because we can make it up in all of the other red counties. So that's what I'm going to be looking at in Philadelphia, in Philadelphia proper. Can Republicans, can Donald Trump get 15% of the vote or more? And then that means a red wave in Pennsylvania.
I mean, think about that. When you talk about turning out to vote, Rick, and not being discouraged to turn out and vote today, If 15% of there's more than 50% of people who live in Philadelphia are Republicans, even though it's a very Democrat city, and we're not even talking about the outlying suburbs and counties. If 15% or more just show up and vote, and that's why each one matters. So you say 500 of them think I don't matter. You might get to 13%, but you don't get to 14 or 15. There are enough there. If they're listening right now, they need to know that if they show up, they don't have to wear Trump anything. You're not even allowed to do that in a polling place. But go in and cast your vote. Make the difference for the red wave, Rick.
Yeah, that's why when we see, you know, situations where some voting machines in Republican areas aren't working, we get angry, because that's how our people are going to vote. And I've already seen on the internet, through Twitter, a variety of examples. Voting machines not working in Nevada, in Pennsylvania. Why is it always in Republican areas where the voting machines
just
aren't
shocking.
Working?
Oh, I can tell you why. We know why, Rick, because the bureaucrats set those voting machines up, and they don't tend to love Republicans.
Let me tell you what's going to happen. Rick, if we're going to have and tell this to our audience, too, look. I am looking like a laser beam. I mean, we're looking at all possible. There's going to be a lot of skirmishes in various precincts.
Yes.
But I'm looking at, if there is going to be a battle, okay, it may not even be necessary. If it's not necessary, it won't be. But if there's going to be a battle, Pennsylvania looks like the battle. And Pennsylvania is notorious for how they handle these things. But we are, I will tell you, I was with our legal team last night till 1:30 in the morning discussing this and strategizing this out. I know the moment to pull the trigger if we have to. In other words, the president's up when all the votes are counted. And then over the last 3 days, you know, Monday and Tuesday, they received totally in all of Pennsylvania. I'm making the numbers up here, but let's say they received 10,000 mail-in ballots. But on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, they receive 85,000. Okay?
Yeah, right.
That's a shenanigan. And that's what we have to be looking out for.
Here, can I just say this, yeah. Jay and Jordan? I feel very strongly that people have to be active participants in their democracy. Every great civilization has lasted roughly 250 years. We're one generation away from losing all of our freedoms. You have to get active and fight. And part of that means that when we have these irregularities,
yep.
we have to go in with a legal team. Yep. That legal team is expensive. And I'm just going to say this. I don't even know if I'm allowed to. No one's asked me to do this. But we're going to, I think that our listeners need to write a little check to ACLJ. They need to recognize that we've got legal people on the ready, right? We are yep. ready to jump in all of the states. I know, Jay, you've already been working your tail off in the lead up to this, watching some of the problem areas, problem states. I've put you in touch with people
yes.
who needed legal advice in certain states immediately. You jumped on it. I know this is expensive to do, and this is how our democracy works. We have to participate, and so I think a small check from people to
sure.
To help our legal fight is appropriate right
well,
now.
Well, really appropriate this month because we're in a matching challenge campaign, which means any amount you donate to the ACLJ, we get a matching gift for it. Let me tell you something. In Bush versus Gore, the ACLJ filed a whole series of briefs, and why yeah. was that? I will tell you why. It wasn't just which candidate you were for. It was the entire Constitution at risk. And it's the same thing here. This isn't just about Donald Trump. It's really not about Donald Trump. It's about our Constitution.
Yeah, I can actually tell you, and Rick, I know that tomorrow morning, if it's necessary, the email will be going out saying, hey, we need your help right now because we're going to be filing up at the Supreme Court. This is through the ACLJ to protect constitutional rights
right.
of voters. So, Rick, I appreciate that plug because this is the beginning of our Matching Challenge Month. You can double the impact today. Let me tell you something. You make that donation online, that is a resource we can use immediately. Go to aclj.org, donate today. Rick is going to be joining us tonight. Remember, we're on 9 to at least 11 p.m. Eastern time, going through the some of the early states, the votes. And last time around, 4 years ago, we knew who the president was going to be by the end of that 2 hours. Maybe that's different this year. Maybe it's not, but Rick will be joining us as well from the White House. Great to talk to you, Rick. We'll be right back.
Only when a society can agree that the most vulnerable and voiceless deserve to be protected is there any hope for that culture to survive. And that's exactly what you are saying when you stand with the American Center for Law and Justice to defend the right to life. We've created a free, powerful publication offering a panoramic view of the ACLJ's battle for the unborn. It's called Mission Life. It will show you how you are personally impacting the pro-life battle through your support. And the publication includes a look at all major ACLJ pro-life cases, how we're fighting for the rights of pro-life activists, the ramifications of Roe v. Wade 40 years later, Planned Parenthood's role in the abortion industry, and what Obamacare means to the pro-life movement. Discover the many ways your membership with the ACLJ is empowering the right to life. Request your free copy of Mission Life today online at aclj.org/gift. At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're engaged in critical issues at home and abroad. Whether it's defending religious freedom, protecting those who are persecuted for their faith, uncovering corruption in the Washington bureaucracy, and fighting to protect life in the courts and in Congress, the ACLJ would not be able to do any of this without your support. For that, we are grateful. Now there's an opportunity for you to help in a unique way. For a limited time, you can participate in the ACLJ's Matching Challenge. For every dollar you donate, it will be matched. A $10 gift becomes $20. A $50 gift becomes $100. This is a critical time for the ACLJ. The work we do simply would not occur without your generous support. Take part in our Matching Challenge today. You can make a difference in the work we do, protecting the constitutional and religious freedoms that are most important to you and your family. Give a gift today online at aclj.org.
I think what Rick said is right. If you could support the ACLJ, it's a matching challenge month. Double the impact of your donation at aclj.org. I hope we don't have to go into court tomorrow, but we might. And I know that we have an email ready to alert all of you. By the way, the Democrats have this too. They have this thing called Red Mirage that they've started.
Yep.
That it's not been a red wave. That it's a red mirage. And they're going to deconstruct the wave in court.
And they're going to also deconstruct it in the media tonight.
They have ads.
Because they're going to say...
They've actually already got ads.
Yeah, I want to get Andy, and it looks like we lost Than a bit, but we'll get Than back up there in a minute maybe. One of the things they're going to try to do, and it's going to come in strange tonight. I mean, so you're going to see these dumps of data.
Yeah.
So like in Pennsylvania, the president may be way ahead, and then it may dwindle down a bit as the mail-ins are counted, or vice versa. Well, same thing with Florida. Looks like we're getting more real-time numbers there. But they're going to try to say, no, 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 this is a red mirage. That's what, and they're all, and the Stacey Abrams comments about long lines mean voter suppression is all part of that.
Yeah, that's
part of the whole thing.
That's trying to keep them open later.
Yeah.
And that's usually in urban areas that favor the Democrat vote. And we've got those attorneys are out from the RNC to shut that down. And courts are very good about shutting it down.
There's times when elections are over.
They say if you were in line at, you know, and like if, for instance, in Georgia, if you were in line at 7 p.m., you get to vote. But if you didn't get in line and park your car until 7:01,
right,
you don't. I mean, it's that clear because the law says 7 p.m. It doesn't say 7:01.
And they, right.
Well, no, that's absolutely true. You've got to be, there's got to be rules by which elections are conducted. And as Jordan pointed out, in Georgia, 7 o'clock is the time. If you're in line by 7 o'clock, you get to vote. If you're not, you don't. And that's what we've got to be ensured it takes place nationally and all over the place. So this red mirage, of course, is another figment of the imagination of the left, trying to minimize what we're doing, trying to minimize the fact that it is important and necessary that the turnout today throughout the country be massive. And there's an interesting thing that you mentioned about the breakdown of voting machines. Isn't it funny that this morning in Spalding County, Georgia, which is a stronghold of the Republicans, Griffin, Georgia, south of Atlanta, the voting machines broke. And they had to go down to paper ballots. But why does this happen in Republican areas? I wonder whose finger is messing around with the computer.
Let's go to the phones, 1-800-684-3110, talking about Georgia, which is a state that I will tell you a lot of Democrats have on their electoral map to get Joe Biden to 270. They do. They think that Joe Biden is going to carry Georgia. So if you're in Georgia right now and you don't want to have that happen, and let's say your voting machines, they broke down in Spalding or a place like that, you stay in line, okay? Because the polls close in Georgia, just to be clear, at 7 p.m. 7 p.m. You got to be in line by 7 p.m. Do not, once you're in line, don't leave the line. Let them fix the machines. This is that important of an election. Take some friends with you. You know, you can talk in line. Take your phone with you until you're inside. You can, you know, use your phone. We all do that all day anyways. But let me answer Carlin's question about Georgia online, too, because this is an important one. Hey, Carlin, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi. Thank you, guys.
Hey.
So I have a question about the mail-in ballots. I've read before that the military and absentee ballots aren't counted until after the polls close or if it's too close to call. So is that the case or have things changed and are they already counting those ballots?
No, so they are not. So some states do count ballots early. They can start counting ballots as they come in. So they've already started, or they can start counting ballots today during the day. In Georgia, you cannot start counting those mail-in ballots or absentee ballots until 7 p.m. But it happens usually very quickly because you can determine how many came in. So for some of the local races, it takes more time. When you're talking about like a smaller area that maybe has a military base, things like that. But for the statewide results, so if you're wondering about Donald Trump winning or David Perdue or what happened between Loeffler and Doug Collins, and is that going to be runoffs, which it likely will be. If you're looking at those statewide numbers, you're going to see those pretty early. Even Georgia's own Secretary of State said, we think we can get those out pretty early because if you combine what happened on Election Day, And then you look at 7 p.m. about how many do we have in mail-in, and is there enough in mail-in that it could change the outcome of the presidential electoral votes or not?
Yeah.
And that's the key. So it might be late in Georgia because of the mail-in, but they do expect that they will have at least ability to know who is winning on the presidential side.
Yeah, I was going to ask Stan about the Senate side of this. So Georgia's got an unusual situation because of the way that it's this kind of jungle primary. We may not know the U.S. senators from Georgia tonight.
Yeah, it's almost certain you won't know one of them because there are three, you know, top line candidates with Kelly Loeffler and Doug Collins running on the Republican side against Reverend Warnock. Probably going to be one Republican, one Democrat in a January 5th runoff. The other one, Jay, might be decided. That's Senator Perdue's race. But you do have a third-party candidate that's probably going to get 1, 2, 3%. And so if that keeps both candidates under 50%, you would have two Senate seats up in Georgia on January 5th. Can you imagine that, Jay? I mean, in that scenario, it's very, very likely that control of the United States Senate would be on the line with two Senate seats in Georgia. And that would, in all likelihood, be well after the presidential race, and so therefore the tie-breaking vote of the vice president was decided. Jay, that would be another monumental election day in the United States of America with all of the nation's eyes on Georgia.
Yeah, so in Georgia, there needed to be a little bit different strategy going into it, unfortunately, I think. But that was nevertheless the case. The candidates ran, and that's what you get when that happens. Yep. And you could end up with
Republicans running against each other.
You could end up with a Republican.
Likely to be
a
Republican and Democrat.
Yeah, and here's the problem, and this is where the Republicans are going to have to be really smart. You know how much money the Democrats will throw at those two Senate seats?
Especially if they lost the White House.
Loads of it.
Hundreds of millions of dollars.
Flip it around, though. Republicans lose the White House tonight. Republicans are going to be, I already know this, with very good sourcing from top Republican leaders. Either way, the amount of money the Republican Party is ready to spend in Georgia to win both those seats, I think will outpass anything the Democrats can even imagine.
Okay.
But let's get through this election day first. And I do want to take this call because I think it's one we can answer quickly. Herb in Virginia on line four. Hey, Herb.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
Good. Question for you. I thought these polling centers were supposed to be neutral. And I noticed in Spotsylvania County this morning on about five voting facilities that I passed that they've got all Democrat signs out, very few Republican signs, billboards.
You're allowed to do that.
It's usually within a certain amount of feet.
Yeah, sometimes it's 100 feet, sometimes it's 150 feet, sometimes
yards.
It's 1,400 feet. But they're allowed outside of the zone. There's a speech-free zone and a free speech zone. The speech-free zone is when you get very close to the ballot boxes.
Yes,
and
there's
the
people
site.
Even there that can, yes, that can try
so
to persuade
unusual.
You with, because I think he was also saying that there's people there trying to persuade people with Democrat ballots. Like I do in where I voted, there's a recall effort on our mayor and a recall effort on a tax race. You had to walk over to that section. They couldn't really shout at you. They'd get in trouble for that. But there were signs there. And then where I live, it's a very mixed Democrat-Republican, so signs for everybody. But they're in a certain area. And they're not allowed in the other area. And if you put them in the other area, you're breaking the law. So that just means that you may be in a place where there's just not a lot of Republicans. Unfortunately, Virginia, as a statewide, is a tougher state for Republicans now. We've got a full second half hour coming up. And then, of course, tonight, let me tell you again, starting at 9 p.m. Eastern time, and this is after a lot of major states' polls have closed, including Pennsylvania, including Georgia, we will be live with you on Facebook, at ACLJ.org, on Periscope, with people like Rick Riddell, Pam Bondi, and Matt Schlapp.
At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're engaged in critical issues at home and abroad. For a limited time, you can participate in the ACLJ's Matching Challenge. For every dollar you donate, it will be matched. A $10 gift becomes $20. A $50 gift becomes $100. You can make a difference in the work we do, protecting the constitutional and religious freedoms that are most important to you and your family. Give a gift today online at aclj.org.
live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live. And now, your host, Jordan Sekulow.
Right, I want to do this for the battleground states, just for those of you who are in them. And then, you know, I can't do it for every all 50 states, but just when your polls close. I think I want to start off with Kentucky. Why? Because we've got the majority leader of the U.S. Senate is up for re-election there. Polls close there very early at 6 p.m. Local time. There's part of the states in Eastern time, part of the states in Central, but it closes if you're at 6 p.m., regardless if you're in the Central 6 p.m. or the Eastern 6 p.m. Florida closes at 7 p.m. local time. Most of the states in the Eastern time zone, but part of the panhandle is in the Central time zone. So it's 7 o'clock, regardless of where you are in Florida, based off the time zone you're in. Georgia also 7 p.m. South Carolina with that race with Lindsey Graham, who I think will win if people turn out to vote today in South Carolina. You got to turn out to vote, or else Lindsey Graham won't win. And Republican senators who are up for re-election will not win if you do not turn out to vote on Election Day today. That's at 7 o'clock. At 7:30, we got North Carolina and Ohio. At 8 p.m., Maine. This is important for Congressional District 2, which is a labor kind of a blue-collar district, which is very telling for the Midwest. It's also a huge Senate race for Susan Collins. So get out there and vote. Know that your polls close at 8. Michigan, 8 p.m. local time. We say local time there because part of the state is Eastern, part is Central. That's going to be a huge state both for the presidential election, for John James running for Senate. New Hampshire, polls close at some place at 7 p.m. Eastern, others at 8 p.m. Eastern. It's New Hampshire. It's a state that understands politics. You got to figure that one out. Are you in the 7 p.m. zone or the 8 p.m. Eastern zone? Pennsylvania, 8 p.m. Eastern time. So that's just getting us through the 8 o'clock hour.
Can I tell you something funny I watched last night on CNN?
It
was funny? It was funny. So my friend Chris Cuomo, and he and I get along well. He's on the hour that they're the late hour, and they do the town up in New Hampshire. There's three little towns.
Yeah.
So they have a camera on it, and they get all excited because the first only five people voted, and all five voted for Joe Biden. And they start analyzing, what does this mean? It's split tickets. And then the next, there's three little towns that come in. Now, the third little town, which is like 40 people, they did not do it this year because of COVID. Yeah. So the second town came in, you know, moments later. It's the quaint little town too, and they come in. Now they've been going for 10 minutes on what this could mean, and which is nothing, is what it can mean.
Yeah, zero.
The next town comes in, 16 for Trump, 5 for Biden.
And they don't want to talk about that town.
That was the end of that whole discussion. No,
that's the two Americas, though.
Yes,
that they talk about. There's the Trump America, and which a lot of people live in, and then there's this blue. Dark blue America of leftists that the other part of the country lives in. And I still think we will see, as the even if there's an electoral college blowout on either side, and I think that favors President Trump just because the way the map needs to work for President Trump, if he wins, favors an electoral blowout. We'll still probably see Democrats win the popular vote. Don't let them confuse you with that tonight. If they lose tonight, they're going to harp on that for days to come, Dad. They're going to say, like Stacey Abrams said, they stole this. Look how many more votes we had. But guess what? To win something, what do you have to do first? You have to play within the rules. So like you can't just win a football game and get a bunch of penalties. You will end up losing the game. And if you don't follow any of the rules, you won't be able to play.
Yeah, exactly.
In this game, it's about the Electoral College. That's how you win the presidency.
And by the way, we're going to have a video at the end of the broadcast today that our team put together called the Bald Beagle Team. That's, you know, it's aimed for kids, but I will tell you, we've had a lot of adults watch this one. Why? It explains the Electoral College in a fun way. So it's good for kids, good for adults too. When we come back from the break, I want to play the Stacey Abrams bite one more time. I want to get Harry Hutchinson's comment on it too, because long lines is a signal not of enthusiasm, but voter suppression.
I see on Fox News right now, maybe they were listening, conservative groups reportedly preparing for legal fight over validity of some ballots. Well, we certainly are at the ACLJ. And we're in a matching challenge month, November. As Rick Rennell said, make a donation, support our work so that we are ready to go. We are tomorrow to defend your constitutional rights. Donate at ACLJ.org. Double the impact of your donation. And join us tonight, 9 p.m. Eastern Time.
At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're engaged in critical issues at home and abroad. Whether it's defending religious freedom, protecting those who are persecuted for their faith, uncovering corruption in the Washington bureaucracy, and fighting to protect life in the courts and in Congress, the ACLJ would not be able to do any of this without your support. For that, we are grateful. Now there's an opportunity for you to help in a unique way. For a limited time, you can participate in the ACLJ's Matching Challenge. For every dollar you donate, it will be matched. A $10 gift becomes $20. A $50 gift becomes $100. This is a critical time for the ACLJ. The work we do simply would not occur without your generous support. Take part in our matching challenge today. You can make a difference in the work we do, protecting the constitutional and religious freedoms that are most important to you and your family. Give a gift today online at aclj.org. Only when a society can agree that the most vulnerable and voiceless deserve to be protected is there any hope for that culture to survive. And that's exactly what you are saying when you stand with the American Center for Law and Justice to defend the right to life. We've created a free, powerful publication offering a panoramic view of the ACLJ's battle for the unborn. It's called Mission Life. It will show you how you are personally impacting the pro-life battle through your support. And the publication includes a look at all major ACLJ pro-life cases, how we're fighting for the rights of pro-life activists, the ramifications of Roe v. Wade 40 years later, Planned Parenthood's role in the abortion industry, and what Obamacare means to the pro-life movement. Discover the many ways your membership with the ACLJ is empowering the right to life. Request your free copy of Mission Life today online at aclj.org/gift.
Tune, by the way. Good tune. I should say. Good drumming on that. Who did that? I don't know. Anyways, it's a little self-promoting. All right. Stacey Abrams, Democratic candidate for governor, lost, but very close race, state house in Georgia. She thinks that long lines mean voter suppression. I'm going to play this for you and then get Harry's comment.
Don't leave the lines. We know there will be long lines, which is not a signal of enthusiasm. It's a signal of voter suppression.
That's the most ridiculous thing, Harry, I've ever heard in my life.
Absolutely.
I mean, that is so absurd. Go ahead.
But it comes from a person who is the queen of the voter suppression argument. First, she doesn't understand why she lost in Georgia. She still believes that she is now the governor of Georgia. Number two, it's important to note that the whole voter suppression argument in Georgia was grounded in a bill passed largely at the behest of Democrats, and the law was enforced by the Republican Secretary of State. So she doesn't even know why she lost yet. So I think she is a clear and unmistakable person with respect to demonstrating one thing and one thing only. She is confused.
Yeah, she is confused. But I mean, how do you know, there's long lines. People have we've never seen this many people voting. Oh, that's voter suppression because it's scaring other people away.
Yeah, I mean I know that you're first of all,
it goes with the Pennsylvania governor now saying
listen to the Biden campaign manager. Okay, listen, this is all I told you, it's called Red Mirage. They want to turn the red wave tonight, which they think could happen, into a red mirage. That's what they're going to start running ads tonight to steal the election. This is Jen O'Malley Dillon. She is the Biden campaign manager. You don't see a lot of these, Donald Trump puts his people out there. You don't see a ton of the Biden people, I guess, unless you watch MSNBC. But listen to what she had to say just now.
We also want to be fundamentally clear what we believe to be true. Under no scenario will Donald Trump be declared a victor on election night. And we think that that's really fundamental to how we want to approach tomorrow.
Okay, let me tell you how dangerous this is for a democracy.
Yeah.
Okay, I want you to, I'm going to break down what this woman just said. We also want to be fundamentally clear what we believe to be true. Under no scenario will Donald Trump be declared victor on election night. So let me give you a scenario. The president wins Florida. He wins North Carolina. He is, at the end of election day, up plus 400,000 in Pennsylvania. Ohio went to the president. I might keep naming it to you. Because there could be scenarios where the vote is so large that these mail-in absentee, whatever you want, mail-in ballots won't affect, are not outcome determinative. Well, but but they are saying under no circumstances can the president be declared a winner. They didn't say under no circumstances can Joe Biden be declared a winner.
Yep.
So one way, you understand what they're doing here. So if you respect the Constitution, which they don't, if you expect the rule of law, which they don't, they've defined the rule of law as the ends justify the means. Right. You know, they're the ones, this is the irony of all this, they're the ones that tinker with the Constitution. They're the ones that legislate from the bench. They're the ones that don't understand what the role of courts are. They're the ones that are suppressing the vote legitimately cast to be legitimately counted.
Yeah, I mean, you read that statement, you read, well, I mean, yeah, it could be true that we might have to wait. What does tonight mean? I mean, usually it is 2 or 3 in the morning till you really know, but sometimes it's a little earlier. Because in Florida right now, Republican votes that have come in, now this is by party registration, have a 100,000 vote lead of Republicans over Democrats. This includes all the voting that's happened today and all of the mail-in and early voting.
So right now the president, as of 12:41 Eastern time,
or more.
Is plus 100,000.
Or more, because that means there are some Democrat, people that are registered Democrats that voted for the president.
There may be some Democrat, Republicans that vote Democrat, who knows.
Some, but usually people in the past, in these states, in the red states, were Democrats before.
Yeah.
And they may not have changed their registration, so it's more likely.
At least plus 100,000, and it's 12 o'clock. So if tonight it's plus 400,000.
Okay, you call a big state like Florida.
Are they going to not call Florida?
Texas.
Let's say president's plus three.
Georgia's not too big to get the vote counting in.
No, they said, they're going to have the vote count in Georgia tonight.
Yeah.
North Carolina said they'll have it.
Yes, it's electronic. And then, of course, you go to Pennsylvania. In Pennsylvania, you look at how many votes came in on Election Day, and then how many votes they have left to count. And if they have too many left to count, maybe Pennsylvania takes longer than a day. It might. But you know what? There are ways for President Trump to win and Joe Biden to win without winning Pennsylvania, either of them. So Pennsylvania is the state to watch, definitely, but it is not the only determinative state.
Yeah. I want to throw this one to get everybody's kind of sense on it. So, Andy, you spend a lot of time also in Georgia.
Right.
Georgia is very close on the all the polling. There's no polling that doesn't show it close. I mean, so it's very close.
It is.
What is your sense?
My sense is that there's going to be a massive turnout in the state of Georgia. I've already talked to people who are friends of mine in Middle Georgia, in Northwest Georgia, and in Deep South Georgia. There is a tremendous. There is one county in Georgia, Lawrence County, that I told you yesterday that has 10,000 registered voters. Do you know how many voters have already voted? 10,000.
Yeah.
In other words, that county complete has voted.
But counties outdo DeKalb, Gwinnett, Compton?
The metropolitan county.
When you put them all together, they do.
They
okay.
do.
All right,
that's how Republicans have been able to fend off Stacey Abrams.
Okay, that's one. Next one. I want to go hairy on this one. So let's look at a state. Like, they're saying
that needs to happen in every county in Georgia.
Yes.
So let me just remind people, you need to go vote. You need to stand in line. If it takes 3 hours or 3 minutes, do it. If you've got to spend some money on child care, today's the day to spend it. If you've got to find, or if you and your husband or your partners, whatever, have got to figure out how to do it, figure it out. Take the kids with you if you got to. It's fine. It's actually pre-COVID. It was fun to do that. And they have fun watching the process. And a lot of these states have made it where it's still, you're going to see a lot of lines because people are spaced out six feet apart. If it's raining, bring a raincoat and umbrella. If it's snowing, bring a heavy jacket.
Bring your golf
gear. But I'm already – let me go to John right now in Pennsylvania because John's got a problem already there in his county. John, you're on the air. Right. First of all, tell us what county you're in Pennsylvania.
Schuylkill and Luzerne.
And where is that? Like if people don't know Pennsylvania, where would that be in the state?
Luzerne County is it borders Scranton, Pennsylvania.
Okay, so you're northeast Pennsylvania. Correct. Outside of Scranton, big Republican vote, right, John? I mean, it's pretty conservative.
Very big, yep. And actually, we're in Jim Bognett's district right now, and that's where we're having the issue at.
Okay, so what's the issue?
Yeah, explain the issue.
Well, I actually spoke with Jim this morning. I'm a member of our Schuylkill County Republican Committee, and he told me that in Ashley, Pennsylvania, which is maybe 10 miles from Scranton, they're having issues with the polling places' computers failing, and they're turning voters away.
When you say turning voters away, they're telling people to leave?
Correct.
And go where?
And go
cast
where?
Cast their vote.
Yeah.
Come back later or go to an alternate polling place.
First of all, if you go to an alternate polling place,
they'll deny you saying you're not.
It's a provisional ballot.
Yep.
So it doesn't get counted tonight the same way. And so do not do that, folks. You wait there until they fix the stinking machines.
Right.
Don't say, I'll come back, because then they'll just lock the doors. Wait.
So there are lawyers that the RNC has deployed.
Yeah, do we
and
have a number
campaign
that John can call? We'll look that up.
And let's get him into, yeah.
And then we'll give that to John.
But Harry, these things are going to happen. And when people say things like, you know, come back later or go to another location.
That's voter suppression right there. And let me tell you where he's calling from. Someone's campaigned a lot in these national elections. Pennsylvania always being important.
Well, yep.
Northeast PA, outside of Scranton, that is heavily, heavily Republican. It's how Donald Trump wins in a
Rick
state.
Santorum was the senator.
Yeah, I mean, you take outside of Pittsburgh, Northeast PA, and then, of course, the Philadelphia suburbs.
Yep. Harry, voter suppression.
Essentially, with respect to the whole voter suppression issue, this is a claim made by Democrats. In essence, they fail to recognize this is precisely the kind of conduct that they engage in routinely. They are global elites. They are pursuing one thing and one thing only, and it's not principle. They are pursuing power by any means necessary. Many of them have been trained by Saul Alinsky or his acolytes. He wrote a book called Rules for Rebels.
Radicals.
That book is dedicated to whom? It's dedicated to Lucifer. So it's all about rebellion. It's all about the accumulation of power. It's all about achieving Friedrich Nietzsche's dream by any means necessary.
You know, I've just got a text from Pam Bondi, who's a former attorney general Florida. She's going to be joining us tonight in our election special. She's going to be at the White House, and she wanted us to let us know she'll be joining by phone. And she's been traveling with the campaign up until today, and she says it's looking very good right now with voter turnout. So, again, this is someone who understands voter turnout, because she's been the Attorney General of Florida in these close elections.
She was also
in her own election
during the impeachment.
Yeah, and she's part of the president's legal team as well. And she is saying that they are seeing very good numbers. What does this mean, folks? Nothing if you don't keep showing up. Nothing if you don't get your friends to show up and vote. It's great to start off the day strong, but can you go into the late afternoon and the evening and get there before the polls close? That's how you win elections.
Only when a society can agree that the most vulnerable and voiceless deserve to be protected is there any hope for that culture to survive. And that's exactly what you are saying when you stand with the American Center for Law and Justice to defend the right to life. We've created a free, powerful publication offering a panoramic view of the ACLJ's battle for the unborn. It's called Mission Life. It will show you how you are personally impacting the pro-life battle through your support. And the publication includes a look at all major ACLJ pro-life cases, how we're fighting for the rights of pro-life activists, the ramifications of Roe v. Wade 40 years later, Planned Parenthood's role in the abortion industry, and what Obamacare means to the pro-life movement. Discover the many ways your membership with the ACLJ is empowering the right to life. Request your free copy of Mission Life today online at aclj.org/gift. At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're engaged in critical issues at home and abroad. Whether it's defending religious freedom, protecting those who are persecuted for their faith, uncovering corruption in the Washington bureaucracy, and fighting to protect life in the courts and in Congress, the ACLJ would not be able to do any of this without your support. For that, we are grateful. Now there's an opportunity for you to help in a unique way. For a limited time, you can participate in the ACLJ's Matching Challenge. For every dollar you donate, it will be matched. A $10 gift becomes $20. A $50 gift becomes $100. This is a critical time for the ACLJ. The work we do simply would not occur without your generous support. Take part in our Matching Challenge today. You can make a difference in the work we do, protecting the constitutional and religious freedoms that are most important to you and your family. Give a gift today online at aclj.org.
All right, welcome back to Jay Sekulow Live. Remember, tonight, we're already talking to that team that's going to be joining us at 9 p.m. Eastern time. And by that time, we'll have Florida polls closed, Georgia polls closed, North Carolina, Ohio, Maine, Michigan, New Hampshire, Pennsylvania, even Arizona, which closed at 7 p.m. local time there.
But they're very quick.
So by the time we're on the air, let me just tell you who else. This is just when the show starts. Those states have closed. Also, Minnesota, Nebraska, Texas, and Wisconsin. In the next hour while we're on the air, Iowa will close, and so will Nevada. We're going to be joined by people like former Florida Attorney General and Trump impeachment legal team member Pam Bondi, who will be at the White House. Rick Rendell, former Trump cabinet member and a special advisor to the ACLJ, who will be with President Trump at the White House. We're going to be joined by Matt Schlapp. He is a Fox News contributor and a chairman of the American Conservative Union. He'll be joining us as well, and maybe other special guests, and taking your phone calls. So we are going to be with you at least a couple of hours,
at least,
maybe more, bringing you information in a way that the major news channels, including cable news, Fox has to be careful about it. Fox has to be careful about it, even though if you love Fox News, they have to be careful about persuading because people may be voting in other states. We can cut right down through it a little bit more. So we're going to be doing it with those special guests and with your special with your phone calls as well. And again, I think that what is so important right now is that you just if this is the last thing you hear from me today and the last message you hear at all, is you get out there and vote. And if you already have voted and you have a candidate that you want to win and you have friends who you know support that candidate, get them out to vote and wait with them. You know, and I mean, this is the only way Donald Trump wins the election today is by election day turnout. That means voter turnout today.
Literally.
And it has to be huge, like Rick said, like Rick Rendell said, in Philadelphia, not the suburbs.
Yep.
In Philly, they've got to get 15% of the vote has to be Republican. That may seem small. But that means that basically almost all of the hard right Republicans show up and vote. That's how you win in Pennsylvania. You've got to at least chip away of the hard left, hard Democrat blue area of Philly.
I want to. Wes Smith has joined us, and he's also lives here in our media, where our media headquarters are, but also in Georgia. What would your sense? You were just back in Georgia. What's your sense?
You know, the momentum seems to be solidly in favor of the president, even though they're telling us it's a toss-up kind of state. I was thinking about what happened 4 years ago, and I am hopeful that that will happen something like that again tonight. We can't take anything for granted. Jordan's right. People have to get out and vote. But last time, these polls that say it's close, some polls say Biden in a you know double-digit lead, they are doing the same thing, many of them, that they did last time. They're polling too many college grads, too few rural people, too few working class people. That's the mistake they made last time. It's going to be close, but I think the polling stats are misleading. I think in some ways they're trying to create a momentum for Biden that simply is not there.
So, Than, let me ask you about the Senate here, okay? I have heard, and again, you know, we'll know tonight, but like Susan Collins' race is really tightened up in a positive way. And whether she'll be able to pull it off or not, I don't know. But traditionally, and you would know this better than me, traditionally, she's always underdogged and seems to pull it out the last two times she's run.
She always closes well, and she typically wins races that are within the margin, Jay. She's surprised before. I wouldn't be surprised to see her win again. But the thing that's significant about that race, Jay, is it's one that Democrats have to have if they're going to switch control of the Senate. So Jordan talked about the second congressional district and its importance in the presidential race. Look, there's not a more important race in the country than Maine, because while Republicans are likely to pick up that seat in Alabama, which would give them 54 seats, there are at least four states the Democrats are polling very, very close in: Arizona, Colorado, Colorado, North Carolina, and Maine. Now, Jay, there are a couple of races on both sides that the parties hope to pick off. Republicans are looking at Michigan and Minnesota, Democrats at Iowa and Montana. But if you want to talk about Susan Collins, and if you were going to tell me the outcome of one race that would determine control of the United States Senate, I would say Susan Collins' race in Maine.
Yeah. Well, there you go. And that would be a great win. Cory Gardner's got a tough one, it looks like.
Yeah. Cory Gardner is consistently pulled behind in the state of Colorado. Colorado has gotten more difficult for Republicans over the years. But again, Jay, I would just say this. Never count out a sitting incumbent of either party. He has voters conditioned to go to the polls and vote, pull the lever for him. So look, he's an underdog there, but that race isn't over.
All right, let's go ahead and take a call.
Yeah, back to the phones. We go. Yeah, we'll go to Scott in Colorado on line one. Hey, Scott, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Quickly, please. Go ahead, Scott.
Okay, Jay and Jordan, thank you very much.
Yep.
Yeah, you know, I wanted to proceed my comment really quickly with what you said. Attorney General from Pennsylvania said states and counties determine elections and not candidates. Isn't that sound similar to what Stalin said one time? It's not those who vote who determine elections. It's those who count the votes.
Yeah, right. I mean, exactly. Yeah,
should be that way in our country, but we're always watching. That's why we have poll watchers. Great call, Scott. Let's go to Leticia, also in Colorado. I think this is very interesting for all of you who are voting in person today and got a mail-in ballot. Because Leticia, tell your story.
Yes, I actually went to go vote today. And first of all, thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
And when I was there, she said, "We have already received your mail-in ballot." I was like, "How is that possible? I never mailed it in." And she goes, "Well, would you happen to have it?" And I was like, "As a matter of fact, I do." And I pulled it out of my purse. And I had to wait there for about 30 minutes until she called, I don't know who on the phone.
Yeah.
And I was able to vote in person.
You know.
Yes. And you know what? That's supposed to be much easier. You're supposed to be able to take your ballot that you didn't use or even tear it up or not even bring it because you could just say, "I never got it." And they're saying it was in their system. So they're trying to get you. That's voter suppression.
This is
30 minutes extra of your time trying to make you feel like the bad guy.
Yeah. They sent you a ballot you probably didn't request. You didn't send it back in. They're counting you as they have it on their system somewhere. Understand this.
That you voted. And that means you voted for somebody.
When people tell me, and I listen to my friends and colleagues on some of these other networks,
liars.
There's no such thing as voter suppression. There's no such thing as fraudulent voting. Nonsense. It may not be the voter that's causing it. It's the administrative bureaucrat.
It's how the Democrat Party's been winning elections for years.
Yeah, as said to Mayor Daley.
They wrote the book. It's called Tammany Hall. People should go read it.
Yeah. All right, let's go to the
voter intimidation, voter suppression. Telling people you got to wait. Tell people you're wrong.
Let me say what we got.
Yeah,
coming up.
Let's say with Maria Dante. Can't get to your calls today, but I will tell you this: California with the delays and stuff like that.
It's not gonna matter.
It's not gonna determine the Electoral College, but can definitely determine the makeup of the U.S. House. So make sure Dante get out and vote. Same with Maria.
Yeah. Let me say this: we are gonna stay with us. After we're going to go off of our radio network, but our Facebook, I want everybody right now to share this with your friends because we're going to run for you a production that we did by our team here called Bald Beagle. This is the group Logan and the team have head up to explain the Electoral College. It is a really fascinating video. It was aimed for kids to understand it, but I will tell you the views have been overwhelming and a lot of them have been, let me just say, my age and older. We want you to watch this. If you got kids, great. But share this feed with your friends right now. That video is going to start the moment that we're done. Also tonight, don't forget, 9 o'clock Eastern time, live election coverage. You're going to get analysis here. I promise you, you're not going to get anywhere else. Share that with your friends, too, and make sure you join us tonight for that election coverage.
Support the work of the ACLJ. We're going to be ready to go legally if we have to, and the more funds that are available, the better off we will be. ACLJ.org. It's a matching challenge month. Donate the impact of your donation. ACLJ.org. If you're watching online, keep watching. You got to see this.
At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're engaged in critical issues at home and abroad. For a limited time, you can participate in the ACLJ's matching challenge. For every dollar you donate, it will be matched. A $10 gift becomes $20. A $50 gift becomes $100. You can make a difference in the work we do, protecting the constitutional and religious freedoms that are most important to you and your family. Give a gift today online at aclj.org.